From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. A new Islamic State affiliate claiming responsibility Thursday for killing 15 people in a suicide bombing at a Saudi mosque used by security forces. The Hejaz province of the IS that had carried out the attack, it made the claim via Twitter hours after a suicide bomber detonated the explosives as worshippers prayed at the mosque in the southern city of Abha. 12 of those killed were trainees with the country's Special Weapons and Tactics Unit tasked with domestic security. 3 others were workers of the compound. 7 other people were injured in the blast. Egypt has opened a major expansion of the Suez Canal that President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi bills as an historic achievement needed to boost the country's ailing economy after years of unrest. At an elaborate ceremony in the canal city of Ismailia, the president addressed the terrorist threat surrounding the project, saying work did not take place in normal circumstances and these circumstances still exist and we are fighting them and we will defeat them. The $8.5 billion extension involved digging and dredging 72 kilometers of the 193-kilometer canal and making a parallel waterway to facilitate two-way traffic. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. and Russia have reached a deal on a U.N. Security Council resolution that aims to identify those who carried out chemical weapons attacks in Syria. Mr. Kerry made the announcement Thursday in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, shortly after meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on the sidelines of a Southeast Asian regional summit. The resolution, which could be voted on as early as this week, would create a panel to investigate who is behind and responsible for a series of chemical weapon attacks during the Syrian civil war. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons is attempting to carry out a fact-finding mission on the attacks, but neither it nor the UN currently have the mandate to assign blame. This is VOA News.